I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think it's time for you to go back to school, Billy.
I don't want to go back to school. I'm old, bro.
What if I told you it was a lightsaber combat school? What is this?
Is this like disco the version of Star?
Oh my God.
You guys don't know this one?
No.
I was watching the local news. It was on Spectrum.
Yeah.
And this story has you written all over it. It's called Ludo Sports, and it just opened in Henrietta. It's like the only one of its kind anywhere around here. And it's a lightsaber combat school. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not kidding. It's like, it says it's under the Finger Lakes Ludo Sports Academy, and it's Star Wars combat. And it's the first in New York State.
One of my friends from high school, when he was a kid, asked to go to fencing because that at the time was the closest to learning how to fight with a lightsaber. So
they want this.
I think this is great.
It is. And they spoke to these guys. I mean, they're like, yeah, you know, I was in martial arts for a long time. I was just looking for something different. And so there's hardcore moves that you can learn in lightsaber. And don't pretend like you don't want to. Don't sit and joke.
There is
a part of you that wants.
Hand to God. I am the biggest nerd in the world when it comes to Star Wars stuff. I read the books, mm-hmm. watch the movies. Mm-hmm. Hell, I even read the comic books. It's fun for me. It's an escape for me. You may have just found my line.
I don't think it is. I think this would be the most enjoyable thing compared to sitting in the woods in Canastillo.
Oh, no.
That you would have in your life. I'm not kidding. I think this is what you're missing.
I think this is where you got to go once circus school is over. We got our last week at Rock City Circus next week.
First of all, you learn how to combat. Second of all, don't pretend like you don't want to go with a lightsaber.
The video you sent me, they didn't even have them on.
Well, they are. They're on. I think just because the overhead lights are on.
They'd be making the noise if they were on.
Okay.
Okay. And I think that would make it better.
I think they're probably open for all of these ideas. But I'm
telling secretly you want to do this. And that's why you're leaning on me to say, yes, let's do this. So you can go down.
I've never even watched Star Wars and I would do this.
Well, you know what a lightsaber is.
I know what a lightsaber is.
Yeah.
And I know what the Yoda is.
The Yoda?
And the Jedi. Stuff. That's all I know about it. And still I would go and fight. They want to turn this into an Olympic sport.
They like the people at this place in Henrietta.
Well,
or they're more than just them.
There's more than just them. It's becoming a big thing all over the country. This is just the first of its kind in New York State.
Listen to her talk about this.
You sound like such an advocate.
You sound like you want to go do this.
I want you.
No, you want to do this.
I don't think you know what's good for you, Billy.
Okay, Mom. The giveaways continue. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. The folks upstairs in the promotions department said, you people need to give away these tickets. And we have all kinds of stuff that we're giving away today. Right now, caller number 9, 252-9233 is going to score a pair of tickets to see An Evening with Larry the Cable Guy. It's coming to Kodak Center February 28th. Tickets are on sale right now through Ticketmaster.com. We're going to have a little fun and play Backwards Country. Caller 9, you get the tickets, but we're going to see if you could identify this song. I'm not even going to give you the hint because I don't think you're going to need it. I think this one is clearly painfully obvious what it is, backwards as it is forwards. I think it sounds almost exactly like the way it sounds when you play it forward. Did you guys get it?
I got it. Let's see if you get it. 585-252-WBEE 252-9233.
There is a little old lady living inside of Carrie Underwood. She admits it. She says, look, glamorous on TV, glamorous on stage, but at home, I'm all about simple living. I love granny hobbies. She likes to crochet.
I love that.
She likes to do bird watching. And she has her own sourdough. And she also makes her own kombucha.
Kombucha.
What is that?
It's like a drink that helps with digestion. It has bacteria in it.
Ugh.
So you think that's gross. You should see how it's made. The SCOBY.
Oh, but we're supposed to drink it?
We're supposed
it's
to drink
good
it?
For us?
Yeah.
It can make
There's
you look like Carrie Underwood. So.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know about that. I wouldn't say that.
Is it working yet, you guys?
She also grows her own hot peppers, makes her own fermented hot sauce. She says, working in the entertainment world, it's not reality. Reality is vacuuming, cleaning toilets, and doing laundry and gardening and cooking. And that's what I love.
Well, that makes me feel better that she does all those normal people things and she's not just outsourcing it. But then it also makes me feel bad because it's like, you look like that and you're still taking care of your house. That's rude.
I'm going to go on record and say there ain't no way there's not a maid stepping foot in her house.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Ain't no way.
She's not in there going, oh, I just got to get those toilets scrubbed before I go to the recording studio. No way.
Luke Combs, you know, he's got his bar in Nashville. It's called Category 10. There are about to be two more. He's opening one in Vegas, which should be opening at some time this year, and another one next year in Orlando.
This whole Vegas after Nashville thing seems to become more and more prevalent. I'm hearing a lot about that. Didn't Blake Shelton just open one in Las Vegas,
yeah,
too? Hey, another Ole Red.
There's money to be made.
Well, yeah.
There's people there. There's tourism. There's people ready to spend money. So why not? Thomas Rhett and his wife, Laura Akins, are about to welcome baby number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But things are already wild at their house. Thomas says there is no nanny. There's no assistant. They don't even have a regular babysitter. That means most days it's on one or two of them to juggle all 4 kids. And it's soon to be 5. And Thomas joked that sometimes he likes to go on tour just to have some time to himself.
I can't believe he said that.
That's crazy.
But, you know,
now
at least he's not like, oh, I got to go hunting.
I'm going to
go fishing, because that's what most guys who want to get away do.
Didn't we hear him on stage last week saying prayers for my wife? She's having contractions. Everyone's like, oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Like the baby's going to be here any second. We just did a deep dive on the internets. No baby yet.
No baby. He said they're still in a holding pattern, which means if she's had early contractions, you know, she knows her body. It's her 5th kid. The baby is due in March, but they do believe that's going to get here before then.
My God. I've said it before.
I'm going
to say it again.
Here we go.
It is hard being a woman.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.